weekly zoo. Coyote Watch. The latest on Kelly Ayotte by the Mini Big News Guy.
Alright, let's go live to M&G in the Weekly Zoo News Center. And, yeah, we have a lot to catch up on Kelly, huh? Yeah, Kelly Ayotte has reached $4 million plus in her campaign. $4 million. It's not a misprint. Not 4 million pennies, not 4 million, you know, dimes or nickels, but $4 million bills in her campaign. She did register to become the governor about, I think, earlier in the month. Which is ironic because I'm not sure if you can campaign before you register. But again, $4 million. The other day she had posted on social media her team taking some break from their work. And it's her and two younger people. So it's a very small crew of people. Very grassroots for $4 million. Dollars for campaigns. I mean, what is she gonna do with this money? And what if she loses? This is something that no one's asking, but only us, these networks here on the Weekly Zoo here. The other big story with Kelly, with her Don't Mess Up New Hampshire rhetoric, she did, and this is not, this got a lot of people all titillated. She was rooting for the Celtics and congratulated their win in the NBA Finals. They won their 18th banner. Was it last week? Forget which day. It's all blurring in. And Kelly gave a wish, and everyone went on Twitter and realized she really does like some people from Massachusetts. Last Sunday, she was at Fenway Park for, I believe, Father's Day weekend, because her, you know, probably for her hubby, and their dad got the attention as well. So she is completely doing this as an act. Other than that, Kelly is continuing to creep around Southern New Hampshire to try to get people to vote. But I think those were the big stories that I thought was just, there was a lot that happened, that she did register. She did make more than $4 million. She's rooting for the Celts, was going to see the Sox. And then, she doesn't have a huge operation, but still has got a lot of money. More money than God would ever want for her to run the office. So that's the latest for the Coyote Watch. This is the Minifig News Guy.
It's a public service to ensure the whereabouts of a former Attorney General now running as a presumptive governor for the state of New Hampshire. If you've spotted this former Attorney General committing crimes such as violating the right to know law, please call the New Hampshire Attorney General's office at 603-271-3658 or Attorney General at doh.nh.gov via email. And now back to the Weekly Zoo.
That should be doj.nh.gov. Just realized that that is not the right URL for the agency of discussion here. We're going to can we I want to do a feature, and I might have done this before, forgive me, it's been a long time since I've done the zoo here, but I don't think I talked about Pearl Davis, just Pearly Fiends, aka Women Shouldn't Vote. She actually posted on the former platform known as Twitter, now known as X, that she's coming back to America because she was in England doing this content because she was in school. This 27-year-old bimbo who looks like a freaking pig in a slob in a 304 is calling all the people 304s. That is slang for ho. If you use a digital calculator and type out those numbers, it spells ho because you can't see it on the interwebs. But let's play out Pearly Fiends. She's had multiple shows in the last couple of years because she either gets canceled or what. But this one was called Pearl Daily, where she thought she can disrupt talk TV across the pond, which is their Fox News channel.
Putin. You know, I'm not going to lie, guys. I don't know much about Putin. Yeah. When it comes to Russian history, you know, I don't know a ton. When it comes to what's going on in Ukraine, I'm not like your Ukraine-Russia expert. But
you don't need to be an expert. This is what happens when we homeschool kids. They become dumb as fuck.
Putin has really done some based shit lately.
Based shit.
And you guys already know my opinion. I think we should ban porn, OnlyFans, birth control. I would just take it all away in Pearl's world. But we don't live in Pearl's world.
But Steven's world, we would ban podcasts and have them be compliant to the Federal Communications Commission.
In Putin's world, he actually agrees with me on one of these things. So Putin banned OnlyFans in Russia. That man woke up and chose violence. He said, I'm not in my country, not today. And, you know, I think
such a fucking
what we're
going
to continue to see is other countries fighting back against this leftist propaganda. As you guys know, there are certain countries in Africa that have said no to passing gay marriage laws. And it's unfortunate because in the U.S., we really have not seen a hard push back on a lot of this leftist Marxist ideology, this propaganda that they're pushing in school, this propaganda that they're pushing at home. And when you think about it, guys, men really cannot avoid this stuff. How is a guy, a God-fearing guy,
God-fearing guy, wow, that sounds like he's got a relationship problem
with naked women. You know, he opens his phone,
his ass cheeks, as Kenny would say.
He goes outside, and in Vegas, guys, I just got back from Vegas. These chicks
put
stickers on their boobs, and that's it. So he goes outside, the women are half naked.
Why is he going to Vegas,
you know,
in the first
OnlyFans
place?
Is unfortunate,
he should know
better.
Really, personal responsibility,
I don't
bitch.
Want to say takes advantage because each person makes their own decision, but, you know, most men don't have sexual access. So really only 20, 30, at most 50% of men are really getting laid like that. So most men are really lonely. Most men are not having sex. So it leaves the bottom 50 to roughly 80% of men sexless. And, you know, one of the, you know, quote unquote solutions we've brought in is not to, you know, pass policies that don't incentivize promiscuity. Instead,
it sounds like you're
we reward the promiscuity with OnlyFans.
Girl.
And women are making millions of dollars being a whore. And, you know, I started off really libertarian.
Oh, tomboy calls a girl a whore.
And, you know, I've never been, like, crazy political one way or the other, but...
Oh, sure, you're becoming much
more
political, bitch.
I started off as more of a libertarian, I would say. But the older I get, the more I see, I do think societies should ban things that are harmful to the society as a whole. Like, you know, you see the
gambling
divorce rate spike after the implementation of birth control and no-fault divorce. And are those two policies really good for society? Is it good for society when one out of three women has an STD? Is it good for society when one out of three women has gotten an abortion? You know, and when we're starting to get to the point where we're not even at a replacement population rate.
Oh, replacement.
The
trigger words.
When do lawmakers step in?
The dog whistles.
Take away some of these freedoms. Like, you know, it's not like we're free. You can't kill somebody. You can't rob a store. So this idea that we should be free to just do anything, I think, is silly. And you could argue that OnlyFans is predatory on sexless men. You know, maybe I wouldn't go that far because people make their own decisions. But really, men cannot avoid. Like, a guy that wants to be a Christian guy, wait till he's married, and not have women
be my master.
And not be overcome by lust really is shit out of luck in the West. And it's really unfortunate because we really see society degrading before our eyes. We see all these OnlyFans workers having kids.
I think her mother would have aborted Pearl, mark my words. Problems.
Like, how many clips have we seen of these chicks?
These chicks!
Like, wanting to get on a plane and just, like, screaming. Or people fighting. And it's so crazy. I was walking around London.
My freedom!
Like, even today, I was taking my dog for a walk, and I just saw these two people, like, screaming at each other.
And you can't!
I couldn't help but think, like, you know, I didn't live in London, but I'll just say, even in, you know, I was just in Vegas, and, like, I go to a lot of different cities.
You must submit to my order!
You know, the homeless problem wasn't always this bad. And the homeless were a lot more, like, respectful. It wasn't like, you know, I mean, they would kind of, like, go under a bridge. They wouldn't be, like, sleeping in broad daylight. They wouldn't really be, like following you. Like, I was in Vegas the other day. And I'm sitting on this bench. And
pretty privileged.
This homeless guy sits
pretty
next to me.
Marks.
And there's broken glass on the bench. It's like a concrete one. And then he says, I'm not going to stab you with the glass. And me, I'm not about to, you know, I mean, he said he wouldn't. So I was like, all right. But I'm not about to sit and find out. You know what I mean? I'm like, I am out of here. I just start like light jogging. And I had to get the hell out of there. And I just kept thinking, I'm like, this really wouldn't have happened like 20, 30, even like 5.
Yeah, you know why it wouldn't happen 25, 30 years ago is because we didn't have much apathy, number one. Number two, the sociopathy on the right, the MAGA right, has no empathy. They're narcissistic. Funny how she never talks about that. Because she thinks gaslighting is a feminist phrase. I am not kidding. I don't have that cut right on up on my screen here. But yeah, and she actually did say that. That actually is a thing. Pearl is a jaded girl who I think is doing this for an act to basically simp for the young guys to validate their worldview that women and feminists are the most evil thing on the planet. I'm not saying that them personally for my views, but they're trying to make them personify them, attack, and do all the low rent shit that you find in rural America where they just have no emotional intelligence whatsoever. They just want to go and use their emotions. Yeah, they're not even logical. They're not stoic. They're just a bunch of fucking little betas that just want to, you know, just own the left. And you know what? I would even go so far as to say Pearl's a female fag herself. God, that girl's so messed up. And she's messing up other boys too, but it's not just about sex. It's also perverted politics, for Christ's sakes alive. Alrighty, I'm losing my voice here. We did get a question. I want to ask the people in Studio B. So there was someone that emailed to us at the Weekly Zoo at clickvote.me. They were asking, what would you do, whether it was a first date or if you were in a long-term relationship and you wanted to be physical, would you rather make out more or have more sex? I'm the autistic person. Remember, we are all incels according to the experts. So you're asking, it's like asking an autistic photography, but all he knows is about cameras. I know I don't want to make this a personal question for you, Amanda, but I'm assuming you've had some experience. What would you rather? I think people don't know the beauty of making out, because there's a lot of touching, a lot of kissing, a lot of physical play involved, but you don't have to go there if you don't want to. That's kind of why, I mean, talking to my girlfriends and stuff, so I I would go on the make out. If you're talking about, are you talking about like quantity? That's what I think the question was, is quantity. If you were to have more physical activity, what would you do? Would you have sex or would you, I probably would make out because I think, what are the advantages of making out? Like what kind of, like, I know this is going to get sick here, but again, if you're a kid that is listening to this, please turn to 95.7 and to Neil Amarga, because you know it's going to be G-rated stuff, maybe PG, but we're like podcast 14 on the podcast board. But I don't think Neil Amarga knows a damn thing about podcasts because they're stupid as hell. Sorry, I had to be my flamethrower and throw shit at 500 Commercial Street. I am. I put up with you a lot. I know you're on a tangent. No, making out, well, I did it when I was a teen in my college years. It's just, you're in a moment, you have these impulses, right? And you have these emotions. And you just want to, like, well, I want an F, but I want an F, right? Because, you know, you could be in a group setting. I mean, yeah, it's PDA and all that, but you're just, like, it's, like, I guess it's, like, foreplay to some extent. But if you don't get there, that's fine. You get your, you know. But like I said, everyone thinks like the making out is all the kissing, but it's all the touching. It's very tactical. It's like between sex and kissing, right? And hugging, right? You're doing all that and some sex without the it, right? So that's how I look at it. Mini fake news guy, what do you have anything to say? I'm a journalist, damn it. You're offending me. I'm more of the, I think Amanda's got some good points, but I would ask Amanda this. Have you known any experiences where you've gone too far or gone, you thought you go t- gone too far in making out? Because I've wondered that one too. Not in the experiences that I have known, that unless it, I mean, not like if it's nefarious like rape or anything like that, but I just think that people don't know how to make out anymore. I mean, I had a boyfriend. We did it lots of times, especially when you're in a car, you might be like sharing a room, like a hotel room, and the other couple is out and you're just like, I just want to do it. But you just want, it's almost like you want to do it without doing it, in the sense that you're almost close to it, but kind of thing. I don't know how to describe it. I just love making out. I love, well, in the well, not with my current relationship, but me, I don't do it in my current relationship, but I'll certainly, if I was in a relationship where I would make out, I would. I mean, it's all, remember, it's like when he goes back to like teenage, that's like your closest intimate thing between hugging and, but I mean, like when you do it, I think it's a lot of fun. Lots of touching, lots of consensual, I mean consensual, of course. More than hugging, you're touching nipples, your crotches, and then you are kissing, who's got the choker fetish in the studio? Oh, I see someone smirking, right? Well, those are the perfect necklaces when you know when a girl is like feeling kind of frisky. She's not, when she's, well, I knew some girls that wore chokers that would feel frisky wearing it, but you wear the choker enough so when you get into that point of making out, you touch her neck or play with her neck, then it would fire her up, and then either you do it or you just make out. When I was a young chick, that was like a common thing for the girls, the chokers, and then if they're showing off their thong, oh, the boyfriends would pull the strings, and then we just get into like a lot of like, you know, a lot of promiscuity for sure. But I just think it's kind of like making out is like it's like safe sex, safe. It won't go too far if it's consensual. If you want like a casual, consensual, then I would think making out would be like a cool thing. MNG, the other question, would kissing a girl's belly button be considered making out? Oh, I knew guys that did that. Yeah, making out. Yeah, it's all like kissing and everything that just hits the line of sex. I mean, if you're like, I would rather have people make out for sex with if they're not in a relationship to make out. I don't know, because I know we talk about, I know in a lot of the production meetings, Steven, you talk a lot about, you know, the casual sex. I'm so pro making out, and I just don't know why people, maybe they're not taught that, but I would make out. I think it's just, I kind of miss it in my relationship. Yeah, there's so much touching involved, and there's so much, I mean, if you're into stimulation or stuff like that, to me, maybe it was my generation where it was more of a thing. But I mean, most of the kids are not really taught a lot of things. I don't know, other than maybe to be poor or whatever, no offense to that. But I just find making out really a good, like, if you want to have a relationship with somebody, you gotta be physical. Like, you have to be physical. And I see way too many times with what we listen to on your show, on your blog, of just sex to make babies. And people jerking off and all that. I just think, like, if we just go back to like more playful stuff where you could just touch the girl all the way up until that part, I think it's much more healthier. But again, I think a lot of people are touch deprived. And then you have the some people that have sensory problems, totally get that. People are afraid, but they're not dealing with the trauma that's on them. So it leads to other people that have to control how they respond to people. But I don't know, maybe when I was touched for the first time, non-sexually, penile vaginal, it was, I don't know, there was just something that tingled me. And my friends too, I'm not talking about just my own experience, but a lot of my friends at that time, at that age, we were making out. You know, you watch Freaks and Geeks, right? I mean, oh yeah, yep. Rest in peace, Joe Flattery from SCTV. the father, yeah, the Kim Kelly's dumb as a crayon. in that sense, yeah, that was me in the, well, the show was a teen place in the 80s. I grew up in the 90s, but still, because I was watching when I was a teen in my 20s, actually. And for me, it just was just, that's what we did. And I know millennials went deeper and Zoomers are doing nothing. So it's just kind of like, it's a huge generational, gap in terms of relationships. I find that to be very hard, because if no one doesn't even know what a relationship should be, I think that's why we're doing this show, right? Yeah. Right. So I hope we answer your question, and you can email the weekly zoo at clickfo.me if you have a love and relationships question. We may run it. And then, like I said, when we get the phones up and running, we can do that. Alrighty, I think that is the end of this show. We did about 50 minutes on L&R, so that's we're kind of upgrading up our segment here. I love doing love and relationships. Love to do politics. We did not get one segment up. We wanted to do another reaction on another YouTuber that is very nihilistic, very right wing, and very force of obedience. But we'll do that on next week's show. We were off last week. We'll be off next week because that will be the 4th of July. Happy birthday to America. Despite your imperfection, we still love this country for now. So we'll be off next week. We'll be back on the following week. I forget which date that would be. The I don't know the date off the top of my head. So we'll be excuse me, I'm just hiccuping here. We sometimes do the weekly zoo on Saturday nights. Excuse me. Jeez. The CPAC conference is coming up at some point. We all know you'll like that. I gotta go. I'm hiccuping like crazy here. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. And we'll be back again in 2 weeks. Jeez. Bye, everybody.